And here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday, the 25th of May, 2014. It's the birthday of the writer who said, "Live in the sunshine, swim the sea, drink the wild air. Nothing great was ever achieved without enthusiasm." Ralph Waldo Emerson, born Boston, 1803, came from a family of Unitarian ministers, went off to Harvard Divinity School, was ordained, got married, he was happy, became senior pastor of a Unitarian church in Boston. And 2 years after he got married, his wife Ellen died of tuberculosis at the age of 19. Emerson was devastated, began to have doubts about the church, took a leave of absence, went on vacation in the mountains of New Hampshire, and by the time he returned, he decided to resign. Ralph Waldo Emerson, who said, "Finish every day and be done with it. You have done what you could. Some blunders and absurdities no doubt crept in. Forget them as soon as you can. Tomorrow is a new day. You shall begin it serenely and with too high a spirit to be encumbered with your old nonsense." And it's the birthday of the poet Theodore Rethke, born Saginaw, Michigan, 1908, to a family of florists, greenhouses in their backyards. Rethke went off to Harvard, started writing poetry, taught at the University of Washington. He was a big man, 225 pounds, tried to talk like a gangster, manic depressive, drank too much, wore fur coats, drove big cars, and was a memorable teacher. When he wanted his students to write a description of a physical action, he told them to describe what he was about to do, and then he climbed out the window, out onto a narrow ledge, and inched his way around the classroom, making faces at every window. And he made his students memorize poems so they'd have something to call on when they were going through a rough period in life. Here's a poem for today by Norita Ditbrunner-Jacks, entitled Monet, Van Gogh, At Home. The wonder that Monet had time to paint, the vast size of the garden, and across the road the Japanese pond, a man enchanted with nature, flowers, water, haystacks, and light, a blind man's obsession with light, every slant of the sundial documented time, filtering light. What a life! Two wives, the second with 6 children. No wonder the huge table in the dining room, 14 chairs, all canary yellow, the blue and white tiled kitchen, large and commodious, festooned with copper pots, the large bedroom overlooking the garden, to throw open these shutters in the morning. So much life. Modest, difficult Van Gogh thought himself one link in the chain and took the yellow house at Arles in Place Lamartine, hoping others would come. A table and 2 chairs and just enough left for broth and coffee. Gauguin fled after 2 months when Vincent chased him with a razor. He painted Gauguin's chair, empty, except for a lit candle, in memory of the failure. Toward the end, he painted the vestibule near his room, the yard where he was confined, night sky from his window. A poem entitled Monet, Van Gogh, At Home, by Norita Ditbrunner-Jacks, from The Watch, published by Whistling Shade Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, the oldest monthly devoted to discovering and publishing new voices in poetry. You can browse 100 years of poetry and become a subscriber at poetryfoundation.org. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.